8.
Baby, it's cold outside in the Midwest. They're saying it feels like with the wind chill 50 below. Beware of the dreaded black ice. I don't know about all of you listening across America, but I can deal with anything except for black ice. Even if you're a great defensive driver, you think you got it all covered, you never know. All of a sudden, you start feeling like you're on bumper cars. I've seen it time and time again, whether it's back east or in the Midwest or somewhere else. The ice is the very tricky, tricky thing. More details on Abdullah Muttalib and, of course, what happened, the timelines, etc., and whose fault it was as to that airliner almost blowing up in Detroit on Christmas Day. So who perfect to join us on this show, who better, rather, than DJ Frost, international pilot, debonair man abroad. He's always in the air doing cool things and has lots of thoughts on what's happening with the airline industry. DJ, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you?
I think I got you to laugh a little bit. I thought I heard a little laugh there.
Oh, well, you know, you just never know where I'm flying to here and there. But, yeah, there's a lot of stress in the air this week and through the whole month now, because there's a lot of things that are going on that are slipping through the cracks now. Like, I just saw the video of how the guy got through the security area in Newark the other night. Just amazing what's going on.
No kidding. You've done this for a long time. And you've seen the industry really evolve in different directions, and then what happened after 9/11 and what happened with pilots, et cetera. And now you look at the security situation. I guess, do you think we're better off, or we just have been lulled into thinking we're more secure?
Well, you know what? I think the bottom line is that there has been a war declared, and the people that are attacking us are doing it in ways that we just had never imagined before. I think that's the big thing that's really surprising us, and they're looking for the holes, and we had to figure out different ways to combat it. And I think what was not addressed today, most importantly, is what extra tools now are they going to give the people on board the aircraft, the flight attendants, the crews in the cockpit? What kind of new training is going to be implemented to combat this more effectively?
Yeah, that's a great thing, a great area to dive into. What do you think they should get in the cockpit as far as everything that they could possibly use in the air, what do you think should be available as the tools?
Well, of course, adding more air marshals, it's a great idea. I do have to caution, though, that they're going to have to make sure that they're properly compensated, that their work rules are manageable, that they retain good, solid air marshals to work this program. And the other thing is, I think we need more training for the flight attendants in the back, possibly more security training. Maybe they even have to take on a whole new role of something between a security person and a policeman. Maybe there's something right in there, and give them the power and the training to say, hey, this person is acting or does not look right. There has to be something else that has to be given to the frontline people to better deal with this.
Okay, but you know what happens there? This person doesn't look right. I totally agree with you. But the first time it's somebody from a Middle Eastern background, you know what they're going to say, DJ? Profiling, and that's, I think, part of the problem, don't you?
I agree, Kate, absolutely. And you know what? And the bottom line really comes down to, though, is they have declared a war. And just going to have to be looked at, everybody's going to be looked at very closely. Just like the president said today, they are using people without criminal backgrounds, with no background discrepancies at all, and that's how they're slipping through the cracks.
Yeah, no kidding. What do you think, before we get to the plane part, which we were just talking about, as far as you go to the airport, you go through screening, what do you think should happen with TSA? If you were the man in charge, if it was your job, what would you like to see happen?
Oh, well, the full body scanners. I think there's no question about that. That has to be implemented, and the resources, the money has to be put towards that. Now, I know some people say, well, a lot of people, it's a lot of money for this safety issue with aviation. More people die from car crashes. More people die from cancers and things like that. Yet, 3,000 people don't die on one day from these things, and I think that's has to be kept in perspective that this is a very serious war that's going on that's been declared on us.
All right, see, then the other part of that is, though, with body scanners, is the argument is how far do you go with the privacy issue? And that's been full blown across America on the talk shows, et cetera, as to what happens with little kids, how much do you see in these x-rays, all that other sort of stuff. You know more about the body scanners. What do you really see in the body scanners?
I think it's going to be where it's going to have to be judged on people who are trained in doing this in a objective manner, and that's what it's going to really come down to. I mean, look, they have already reported that they've smuggled things in within their body cavities into Saudi Arabia, and they assassinated a high-ranking official in the Saudi government. So, I mean, what is that line for safety now? I mean, I'm getting patted when I go see the Dolphins game. I get patted down. So,
right.
I mean, we got to figure this out. What do the people really want? Do we want to be safe? I mean, I know personally, I don't want to see another 9/11. Not at all.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't want to see another 9/11, and I don't. And as somebody who travels a lot, you fly a lot. I don't want to have that fear of, because I like traveling and I like flying, and I don't want to feel like this is an awful experience. You know, it's like that thing when you're a kid. You know this, DJ, because I guarantee this is partially why you went into flying. When you're a kid and you see the planes, you think it's awesome. You go to the airport, you're so excited. You remember your first plane flight, and I think that will be destroyed for a lot of people. Obviously, if we have some other disaster, who knows what that does to that mode of transportation. So I agree with you. I think you have to look at all the options and then figure it out as to what is the best option. And the pat-downs, I've been patted down many times, even from the media side or just the fan side, in going to stadiums, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And this whole thing now with the F-15s, you saw that another jet was turned around. We may see that a little bit more, because I think now there's also a little bit more paranoia because of what happened specifically on December 25th, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what has not come out from that, and it's been talked about between the pilot ranks, my fellow pilots, is why weren't all international flights immediately grounded or told to land as soon as that happened on that flight that day? There was not a dissemination of information immediately to all international flights coming inbound to the United States that day. It was just like they just thought about, oh, it must be just one guy. Yet how could they have assumed it was just one guy acting on that one airplane? So that was not brought out anywhere lately, and I don't think a lot of people know that.
Yeah, good point. Hey, we should tell everybody, too, if they have a fear of flying, they can go to your website at www.pilotdjfrost.com. You got all kinds of great things about flying stress-free. You've got a report on the 7 tips to fly stress-free, which I think are terrific. DJ, as always, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, Kate. Anytime I can help you and your audience. Thanks
all right,
so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy flying to you, too, DJ. And everybody else, by the way, that's flying. As I said, it used to be such an awesome experience, and who knows now? It's like a crapshoot as to whether somebody's going to go off on the plane. Do you feel like you're totally secure? Are you going to have to go through the body scanner? All that other sort of stuff. All right, stay with us. Maybe we need a life coach. I'll explain.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season, too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068. And feel the minty freshness.
All right, we have more of what President Obama had to say about the report and tracing the steps of the 23-year-old Nigerian who tried to blow up that airliner back on December 25th, and we'll talk about that, of course. And coming up, we have nailed the score. Sweet, we are into the playoffs in the NFL. And I hope somebody nails the score. Randomly, a game of the week will be chosen. I have my fingers crossed that it's not my Philadelphia Eagles taking on those lousy Dallas Cowboys. Too many people in my life are Cowboy fans, and they have been bombarding me with all kinds of jokes about how the Eagles really fizzled the last time out. So perhaps it'll be one of those other playoff games. I have no control. Our big bad computer at the mothership and our plush studios in Minneapolis will ultimately determine what that game of the week is. And you have a chance to win those prizes coming up in a couple of hours here on America Tonight. I said this, maybe we all need a life coach. Something has to change in the game. You look at the unemployment figures and you look at people who are dissatisfied with their jobs. You have people that are having a hard time, I think, I've noticed this lately, making decisions, making life decisions. You know, there's a fork in the road. Take one road or the other. And I honestly, I know a lot of people around me that suddenly cannot figure out which way to go. So I thought it would be kind of fun to turn to a life coach, Mark Setta. He joins us now. We're ushering him in from the green room because it's freezing in Dallas. Everybody's complaining in Dallas about the cold. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, and your comments there about my Cowboys, you know what I mean? I had to take slight offense.
Well, I'm
legends of the Dallas Cowboy meeting a couple nights ago with pretty much all of them. So I'm still feeling that feeling, but it should be quite a game this weekend for sure.
Let's hope it's quite a game. You know, I used to do sports in Dallas, and so all those legends, probably some of them I did shows with, like Randy White and Novacek and even the great Tom Landry, because he was great. I had the chance many times to sit down with him, and really the funny thing is, Mark, as much as I am, I grew up in Philadelphia and I'm a lifelong Eagle fan, it's so funny that a big chunk of my career I spent with former greats of the game that happened to wear cowboy uniforms. Isn't that crazy?
Pretty ironic. Yeah, that is crazy. Well,
it is crazy.
I think it'll be a much better game than last week, that's for sure.
Boy, we can only hope that. So what's the scoop with people being unhappy at their jobs? There were new numbers released in this survey. We talked about it a couple of days ago on America Tonight. Just overall, there were all kinds of numbers, and they interviewed like 5,000 folks or households or whatever, and only 45% of the people surveyed say they are satisfied with their jobs. Do you think it's part and parcel because of the times we live in, or people are taking jobs they probably shouldn't take because they're just trying to take the safe route? What do you attribute to that as a life coach?
Well, I think it boils down to quite a few things. It's quite a combination. I think you're right in the regard that there's people that are taking jobs that they really don't want because they have to have something to survive given what's going on. I think also there's just a cloud of fear and anxiety hanging over people because they're all afraid. I mean, almost everyone is afraid of what if they do lose their job. I think they probably are more tense in their day-to-day activities because there's that you know, deal hanging over their shoulder all the time. And it just, the morale is just a little bit lower in general. Also realize that they're not giving annual bonuses the way they were. You know, it's kind of like everyone's riding out the storm. And the problem is we don't know when the storm is going to end or if it's going to get worse or whatever. So I think people are kind of polarized, not knowing exactly what's going to happen. And we're creatures of certainty. We like to know what's going to happen. So I think people are just very uncertain right now, which makes them uncomfortable.
So what if I came to you and I found myself in that situation, what are some of the things that you would tell me to do? How do I get out of this funk and live again?
Well, the reality is, you know, the laws of success are the same no matter what the circumstances are. That's what I would share with you. It's the people who are amazingly successful are not amazingly successful because they're luckier, because they have better circumstances. You know, I've heard it said many times, there was probably more millionaires created during the Great Depression than any time in history. Warren Buffett, when all this started happening about a year ago, said, you know, when other people are passive, I'm aggressive. You know, one of my mentors said, watch what everyone else is doing and then do the exact opposite. The opposite. So what I'd share with people is, look, you know, you've got to be a horse, put the blinders on, and don't let what's going on with the economy, don't let it distract you. It's time to get laser focused and go out and be the best that you can be, because that's all any of us can ever be, is the best that we can be. You know, we can't compare ourselves to other people. The bottom line is, if you go to work every day and you enjoy what you're doing, you're rich in a lot of regards. So just give it everything you got, and the reality is you're going to separate yourself from a lot of people right now because, as I said, there's this lethargic, polarized attitude in a lot of workplaces. And as an employer, I have employees who work for me. I don't want to see people that are slugging around. I want to see people that are giving everything they got. And right now is an opportunity, because of the adversity we're facing, for you to show your employer they flat out can't afford not to have you around.
Oh, boy, I so agree with that. And if you turn, if you use what you just said and you turn that around, it is such, and I know you've seen this because this is what you do, it is such a powerful thing. It's not hokey to say any of this. It's so, so true. What you just said there about the laser focus, if you do that and you bounce back with a positive attitude, I've seen people even rise through adversity to incredible heights on jobs that they never thought they could achieve. And I bet you have a ton of stories like that, too.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, once again, people don't realize you can't have a testimonial unless you have a test. So once again, it depends on how you look at things. Right now you can say, oh, woe is me. And I got to tell you, the last thing anyone can ever afford to have is a victim mentality. I mean, you just can't have it. I mean, just look at, I don't know if you saw the football game that just ended, but UT's quarterback got knocked out quickly. And, you know, my God, talk about the chips down, and they fell a little short. But I'll tell you what, Texas If they'd have won that game, it would have been a classic example of the chips are way down, everyone's ready to throw in the towel, and they just came out charging. They didn't have an oh, woe with me attitude. They didn't have a victim attitude. They went out and played harder. And that's what people love. Whenever things are going badly, is giving you a great opportunity to maybe create the greatest victory in your life.
Yeah, I agree. It's too bad if the freshman hadn't gotten sacked on that play.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, they go into the end zone. Oh, I was just, and there's a case of where I wanted to see the Longhorns. You're right. I'm always pulling for the underdog. I was so hoping that they would win it, but it's still a great example of what you can do. And you know what, and you know this, how crippling is fear overall in your whole life?
Well, I would say without a doubt, fear is the number one thing that destroys people's lives or the quality of their lives. And, you know, it really is true. There's nothing to be fearful of. You know, I see so many people that live their life in the future or in the past. They're always lamenting how things didn't go in the past, well in the past, so things aren't going to be good in the future. But when you come to fear, that's a fear of what's about to come. And you see, successful people are optimistic. When they look at the future, they say, wow, this might happen and this might happen. And normal average people, like I used to be, it's pretty natural for a human being to go, what if this goes wrong? What if I lose my job? What if I don't get that promotion? What if the companies merge? And it's like, my God, most of the things you're fearful of probably aren't going to happen anyway. So just go out and enjoy every day of your life, you know. I mean, just the other day I found out my friend has Lou Gehrig's disease, and I got to tell you, you know, it's kind of like that song, Live Like You Were Dying. I mean, if you come in and realize that, you know, we could be gone in the blink of an eye, so you got to suck the marrow and the bone of life, as they say in Dead Poets Society. So you just got to go for it. I mean, that's all there is to it. And if you fail, so what? If you lose your job, so what? Millions of people, tens of millions of people have lost their job, and you pick yourself up and you dust yourself off and you move forward. But the bottom line is, if you're living in anxiety for the next 4 years and then you do lose your job, you didn't just lose your job, you ruined 4 years. Where on the other hand, if you live loose and free and you enjoy yourself and you lose your job, you have 4 great years and then you deal with the problem when it pops up. But worrying about it will actually create it in your life. That's what people don't understand. Whatever your fear most almost always comes true if you believe in the law of attraction.
Oh, boy, and I so do. This was a great conversation. Can we have you on again, Mark?
Oh, I'd love to be on again, absolutely.
All right, go to his website. Mark has a website, and it's markaceta.com. Mark, thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it from America Tonight.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Have a great night.
You too. So true. You know, we're talking about this fear thing. It's like that fear of flying. A lot of people are crippled by that. When we were talking to DJ Frost, that's as all the times that he's flown, he started to realize that people around him, a lot of people had a fear of flying. Now it's probably a little bit worse. All right, what did Obama say earlier in the day? We're going to let you hear next.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, It's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Tonight, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse. But in the meantime, as we go coast to coast, there's some things that are certainly making headlines, things that we've kind of touched on a little bit here tonight, including some of the sports news, obviously, with the big game. College football is wrapped up at this point. But in looking at and Alabama, of course, now they have the national title after beating the Longhorns 37-21, and then they've released the final coaches poll in the top 25 rankings. You know, we did nail the score, and we're going to continue to do nail the score as we roll through the playoffs here. So Alabama, of course, finishes 1, and Texas is 2, and Florida's 3. Boise State is 4, Ohio State is 5, TCU 6, Iowa 7. I'll give you the top 10. Somebody asked for that. 8 is Cincinnati, 9 is Penn State, and 10 is Virginia Tech. A lot of people feel, and I do too, that there should be a playoff system in college football, and if there was, what a difference that would I think that would make. Now, from the world of we might not see that for a very long time with this stranglehold the NCAA has on everything, and of course the payouts for the bowls. People are worried about how that would change things if there were to be a playoff. All right. In the meantime, the big question is what's going on in television with Jay Leno? This is strange. Rumors are swirling all over the place. NBC shot down rumors that it would be canceling the Jay Leno show. And now they're saying they're shuffling around in the background, but that it might not, that it would keep Leno at the network, but not necessarily the 10 o'clock time slot East Coast time that he's had since September. So they're saying the Jay Leno show would go on hiatus beginning February 1st after the Winter Olympics, and then he would return again with the Tonight Show at 11:35, replacing Conan O'Brien. The New York Times is saying that in addition to putting Leno to his former spot, they would push O'Brien to 12 midnight starting time for the program, and then Jimmy Fallon would start at 1:05. How about that? So, wow, crazy stuff, huh? And I wonder, Jay Leno, there were a lot of affiliates complaining that the lower ratings were hurting the lead-ins to the local news and all that other sort of stuff. But if you're Conan O'Brien, how do you take that? And then Jimmy Fallon would get bumped as well. So strange doings at NBC. Matt, isn't that the craziest story we knew that there was problems with the ratings overall for Jay Leno, but how strange, huh?
Yeah, and I feel bad for Conan because this is pretty much all Jay Leno's fault because his show is so bad that there wasn't a good lead-in for him.
And yeah, no kidding.
Viewership was dropping off, and even local news stations were complaining about their viewership going down as well. So, I don't know. I hate to see Conan lose his job over this because if you have the Jay Leno show at the 9 o'clock Central 10 Eastern slot, that never really caught on to me anyways because that's normally the NBC slot for their dramas or crime shows or whatever it was that they had going on at the time. And then to just put another late-night talk show in there, it didn't really fit, and I don't think a lot of people caught on to it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that if you were Leno fans, then you were just used to that, and that's the way it was. That's the tradition. And if you weren't, I don't think any fresh blood really came to watch Leno and enjoy it that wouldn't normally have been there.
Right, and that time slot just doesn't work for a talk show, I don't think.
Mm-mm. I don't think so either.
Because people are kind of programmed to watch certain things,
mm-hmm.
And even if you like Jay Leno and you always watched him after your local news broadcast, you had other shows that you were probably watching before that if you were a TV viewer, and to just all of a sudden drop whatever other shows you were watching for Jay Leno every night of the week at an earlier time, interrupting your other watching, I don't know. I don't think it'll work.
But yeah, and I'll tell you, it's got to be, you know, that it's entertainment, but Leno knows this. When he was going after his spot and he had that heated thing with Letterman as to who was going to replace Johnny Carson and how awful that was behind the scenes and how they were both getting played and all that stuff, it's got to be a very strange feeling around these other guys that are related to this because they're hearing nothing but rumors. And then you have to go on and perform and get ratings. You know, I mean, hey, they're all making big money, but still, wouldn't that be kind of a creepy feeling?
Yeah, that'd be terrible. I
think it'd be terrible.
It's almost like it's kind of like in sports where you hear the rumors that you're being shopped around and being traded.
That's right.
While you still got to go out and play the game, you know?
Right, because you have to somehow block it out. And even if you're pretty decent, even if you're a really good athlete, that's always a possibility. But if you're low on the totem pole and you're a good enough athlete to be a pro, but maybe you're a pitcher and you have a couple of rough outings, or you just don't fit into the rotation or whatever, or some big superstar is going to replace your spot in the rotation or in the lineup if you're playing, let's say, in the infield or the outfield, it is very, very tough to weather that speculation. And so this is what's happening, I think, at NBC. And geez, you wonder if it's would work anyway. So now you have this Leno thing that failed miserably. Let's say you just flat out put him back there and push everything back. How's that going to play? You know, how's that going to play out even for Leno now to go back to that spot? I don't know.
Yeah, and it reminds me a lot of just recently the Brett Favre kind of situation, going maybe even more closely related to Green Bay, where it was every year he was going to retire and then he was coming back, and Aaron Rodgers was the guy waiting in the wings and who was always ready for his opportunity but never got it until, you know, Favre finally got traded, because he would always just come back. He'd say he was leaving, then he'd come back. And that's kind of what Jay Leno's doing. He's pulling a Brett Favre, and Conan's just being Aaron Rodgers, waiting in the wings and getting his chances stomped on.
Yeah, no kidding. It's got to be awful. Hey, since we're on entertainment news for a second, too, and I'll ask Matt this, for people who know who Artie Lang is, he's a wise, cracking comedian who, he's been on a bunch of shows. He's most known for Howard Stern. He has a familiar face. And, people who watch comedies, especially, like I said, through the Howard Stern show. And over the weekend, a weird story broke about Artie Lang, that he was being hospitalized and what was going on, and there was some kind of trouble and all this other sort of stuff. And apparently he was hospitalized, but it was because he tried to kill himself. And he stabbed himself 9 times in a suicide attempt. Wow. So, and some of them were pretty deep wounds, apparently. His mother found him. He underwent surgery, and he was saved, but he had incredible severe bleeding. And he's a guy who, you know, Stern, I guess, talked about it on his show on Sirius, that he had a long-time problem with drug addiction, and said, hey, we all have our demons, and he's been great on the show, and he's comedy, and he's a great contributor, and all that sort of stuff. But I guess when that story first happened, you didn't realize that it was that serious, in other words, that this guy had actually stabbed himself. It's always sad when anybody, I don't care what reason or what they do, any kind of suicide attempt. But the fact that he went as far as to do what he did, boy, he had to be troubled, because of all the things that how you could possibly inflict a fatal, those fatal wounds, whether it's hanging, shooting, whatever, that's one of the more horrific things I think that I've ever heard reported in the entire time I've done anything on the air. So awful stuff. Certainly wishing him well in that time to recover. All right, so we did bounce around here with a few entertainment things. Coming up on America Tonight, we'll lighten the load a bit. We've got birthdays this day in history, and the crazy, crazy news you can abuse. And some of it is funny stuff, things that happen across the country that you just shake your head and say, wow, what happened there? I don't understand. And there's always plenty of that to go around, not just in the U.S. Sometimes we actually go overseas with it. And in the meantime, thanks, everybody, for their emails. Trust me, coming up over the weekend, we'll get to a big, gigantic email segment. I always say this, and I truly mean this, no matter what your ideology or whatever we're talking about, you can always flip me your emails at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, whether it's healthcare reform and being behind closed doors, and was there transparency with the Obama administration, or we're talking about the terror in the skies and whose fault is it and should somebody be fired, and are the body scanners a ridiculous invasion of privacy, or do you say it's okay because who cares, you want to be safe and you think that's the way to be safe, whatever it is, you get my drift here. Send them to me, americatonight.net. All right, coming up, get ready, you might actually know some of the birthdays. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will. Come away with me on a bus.
All right, just so all of you know, if you're keeping score, do you know there's 357 days left in the year? How about that? It's January 8th, that means. A couple of highlights on this day, and it includes in 1798, the 11th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was declared in effect by President John Adams nearly 3 years after its ratification by the states. It prohibited a citizen of one state from suing another state in federal court. Also, if we go way back in our time machine, in 1815, U.S. forces led by General Jackson defeated the British in the Battle of New Orleans, the closing engagement of the War of 1812. I love history. I do. It's, to me, it's fascinating. That's why I think people who can really make stuff jump off the pages, like 1776. If you've ever read that book, that is just such a great book. John Adams is a good book. There are a lot of good, actually, there are some really good, McCullough's one of them, but there's some really good writers of history where they make you feel like you're in the middle of it. So I digress. I was just giving you a couple of the moments in history. Also, we have birthdays. We do that for fun, right? It's always fun to celebrate another day of life on the planet. So you'll recognize a few of these names. I'm saying it's a rough list, though. I try to really dig around for people you would know. I'm thinking most of you are going to know maybe four, if we're lucky, of the names on the list. But if you have kind of a wide range of interests, perhaps it'll be a tad more. I mean, I'll tell you what they all do. It's always tough on the actors and the actresses because so many of them are known by their face, but they're character actors. And so you'd have to actually see their picture. And this is radio after all, right? So let's go to News You Can Abuse here on America Tonight. This is an interesting story. It's tough to pay for weddings. These days it's ridiculous, first of all, what people will spend on a wedding. I mean, you know, when you're talking about spending $20,000, forget it. I'd say just elope. I get the whole wedding ooh-ah thing, but $20,000? Can you think of a lot of things to do? Can't you think of a lot of things to do with $20,000? All right, this one from Spokane, Washington. There's a couple there, Andrea Parrish and Peter Geyer, that already have 18,000 cans in their living room. You know why? Because nearly 5% of their goal of collecting 400,000 is now right there in the midst. And what does it mean? It means when they recycle it, you're talking about 5 tons of aluminum would be worth about $3,800 when it's recycled. And so, see, the whole cans will help pay for their wedding. They're hoping they're going to meet their goal by July 31st for that wedding. And they set up a website to explain their plan. It's actually kind of cool. I went to it. Called WeddingCans.com. Good for them. Because, you know, how are they going to pay for it? So they came up with a creative, clever way to do the recycling thing. This is strange. This is one of those scratch your head deals from Uniontown, Pennsylvania. The cops are saying that a Pennsylvania man in a hospital gown, no less, stole $50 from his ex-girlfriend at Walmart, then tried to flee. And what did he try to get away on? A store-owned motorized shopping scooter. 32-year-old guy Craig David of Smithfield ended up being charged because you can't do that. It's funny when we talk about it, but it's not so funny when you think of what he did and what he can be charged with. So he gets charged with robbery and disorderly conduct. They say he had just been released from a hospital for injuries in a domestic dispute. He had been hit with a frying pan and a table leg. So that's why he was in that hospital gown when he met up with his ex-girlfriend, who agreed to pay for his medication. Instead, he grabbed the 50 from her and scooted away. Obviously, he's not doing well. He's in jail, and he doesn't have an attorney. Oof, that's rough. Slammed in the head with a frying pan, a table leg, domestic problems, and then you flip out and make the situation rather that much worse. Okay, how about this? The speeding millionaire was fined $290,000. What happened? Well, let me give you the details. This one, not from the U.S., from Switzerland. A Swiss court hit the speeder, a wealthy guy, with the $290,000. That's U.S. dollars. And this happened because it was based on the record-breaking fine was based on the wealth he had. I mean, he's got a wealth of over $20 million, so what's that to him? He was going, he's a repeat offender, I guess. He drove up to 35 miles an hour faster than the 50-mile-an-hour limit, because now we're doing the kilometer thing, so don't get confused by what I just said. So they decided in Zurich that they've got to double these fines. They've got to do something to stop it, because if he's in a zone where it's like a school zone, he's going 20 miles over the limit. If he's in another zone where the speed limit would be like the equivalent of 60, he's going 80. And isn't that interesting that the Swiss court can just randomly, whether because he happens to be rich, decide what the fine will be? So I guess it has its advantages in one sense, but in another sense not if everybody knows it. How about this for Milwaukee? You can find a lot of bargains at Sam's Club. I like Sam's Club. I've been there a couple of times, including booze. The discount chain is launching a new store brand vodka this month in about 240 of their locations. It's a premium French vodka to be sold under the name Rue 33. It's going to cost $28 for a one liter, almost 2 liter bottle, about a half a gallon or so. Sam's Club spokesperson is saying that more people are saving money by entertaining at home. That makes sense. Sam's Club already has private label wine. I've seen that in a bunch of their stores. That's true. A lot of people are hosting parties and stuff because people bring stuff to eat. You actually end up saving money, I guess, in the long run. All right, back to this day in history. We already told you it is January 8th. In 1935, rock and roll legend Elvis Presley was born in Tupelo, Mississippi. I bet a lot of you knew that. In 1973, the Paris peace talks between the U.S. and North Vietnam resumed. In 1987, how about this? Wouldn't we love to see these days? For the first time, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 2,000, ending the day at 2,002 and a little bit of change. Sadly, in 1989, 47 people were killed. A British Midland Boeing 737 carrying 126 people crashed into central England. And in 2003, I hate to report these things, but they're moments you remember. A U.S. Airways Express commuter plane crashed in Charlotte, North Carolina Airport. I was on the air when that happened, killing all 21 people on board. It was a weird mix-up with the tower, and it was bad weather, foggy weather, and there was a couple that had just gotten married. Oof, such a sad story. All right, time for birthdays.
Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
You always need birthday singers. All right, let's see if you recognize any of these names. Good luck. I know you're going to know this guy. CBS newsman Charles Osgood is 77. How about this one? Game show host Bob Eubanks is 72. If you go to the Game Show Network, you'll definitely still see him and some of the stuff that he used to do. I know you're going to know this name. Physicist Stephen Hawking is 68 years old. Okay, come on. You got to give me this one, guys. 70s, married to hot model, David Bowie, rock singer, fame, 63. Movie director John McTiernan, think of Blowing Up Things and Bruce Willis, he directed those, is 59 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, controversy, music, rap, hip-hop, R. Kelly, 43 years old. Reggae singer Sean Paul is 37. I like Sean Paul. Also celebrating a birthday. Don't know if you'll recognize this name or not. Actress Sarah Pulley. You would recognize the face, trust me. 31 years old. Going to leave you with this one from the former mayor of New York, LaGuardia. The devil is easy to identify. He appears when you're terribly tired and makes a very reasonable request, which you know you shouldn't grant.
So long, farewell.
Go gently to that good night.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning, Vietnam. What the heck is that supposed to mean?
Idiot!
Good morning!
Morning!
Good morning!
Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.